At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
With 1.3 million active duty military personnel nationwide, coordinating and finding accessible health care and social services for their families is a major challenge. WVU professor Chris Plein is working to address that challenge. Tell me about the Military Families Learning Network. What is that?
The commitment of a number of different universities working together through the Cooperative Extension Service, as well as through the Department of Defense, to provide resources, information, training for those who assist military families. The idea behind the Military Families Learning Network is to establish essentially a virtual learning community for those who work with military families, but may also include folks in the community, such as social service providers, extension agents, and other stakeholders who are committed to the well-being and welfare of families, not only in the military, but in the community themselves.
How does this network speak to WVU's role as a land-grant institution, and how are you using campus collaboration to make this work?
The Military Families Learning Network was a great opportunity for WVU to become involved in a consortium of 19 universities across the United States, all engaged in this project. Each university and the teams in the universities bring special skills and expertise to a number of different subject areas.
Why is this such a great fit for WVU, especially as it relates to the university's mission related to healthcare, education, and prosperity?
One, I think we're all committed to the well-being of families and children. Two, we recognize the special role that military families play.
So how do people engage?
We host a website. And through the website, we offer a number of different virtual learning experiences. The most important, perhaps, are our webinars. So during one week, there might be a webinar on advances or changes in health policy. The next week, there might be a webinar on early childhood education. The work that we do provide ready access for military support personnel, families, and others.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.